of God. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was happening, and he was greatly perplexed because some were saying, John has been raised from the dead. Others were saying, Elijah has appeared. Still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen. But Herod said, John, I beheaded. Who then is this about whom I hear such things? And he kept trying to see him. Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The first reading is very philosophical. Vanity of vanity, all is vanity. But there's one phrase also very interesting. Nothing is new under the sun. Do you agree?
Yes, sir.
I consider only half correct. Why? Because with Christ, all things are new. Without Christ, Saul will always be Saul and never be Paul. And Simon is always Simon, never been Peter, right? So Jesus is the one who renewed the world. And also we too. When we baptize, we give a new name. Of course, not only that. Jesus expects every day as a new day. And one of the teaching of Mother Teresa, she was telling the priest, you say your Mass, it's the first Mass, the last Mass, the unique Mass. That's something new. For myself, I've been more than 40 years priest, so I can memorize all things. But what Mother Teresa is teaching us, as if I'm saying the first Mass, it will be different. If we treat one another as if we, the first time we meet, so different. But we have all the memories, 10 years, 20 years, all the quarrels, seeing one another, stop, go away. That's not new. But Jesus expects something new. New is the sense that we live like him. Jesus on earth, he lived in eternity with God, with the Father forever and ever. When he comes on earth as a man, he lived in time. He lived with patience, endurance, perseverance, suffering, but of his joy. He said, learn from me, I'm meek and gentle. And that's something new. We are born old because of original sin. But we are new, reborn in Christ, in the Holy Spirit. So that entrusts our daily life, be a new day. Each morning, offer the whole day for the sake of, for the glory of God, a majorum Dei Gloriam, that's the Ignatius motto, for the greater glory of God. And that's, we are called for this. So we follow the saints to the greater glory of God. We follow Mother Teresa, doing everything as the first time we do it, there's something new. So that as all the past offer, we will never back again. Lead the things of tomorrow. Don't be so sure that you'll live tomorrow. Jesus already said once, don't presume you will live tomorrow. Tonight, my Father will take you back. And you say, tomorrow, I will do this and do that. I think Jesus is very gently say, stop dreaming. Be realistic. You know, Jesus is very realistic. So beautiful. Jesus never pushing us. But live for he himself. Live the spirit of joy. Offering. Always going up to Calvary. Never afraid to sacrifice himself for others. You remember at the end of the judgment, last judgment, some people condemned, some people blessed. To those blessed people say, you're blessed because when I'm hungry, you feed me, when I'm thirsty, you drink me, etc. And they say, where? We never see you. But Jesus said, whatever you do the least, they're doing it to me. And the others, I never see you. If you never do something for your neighbor, you never do it for me. So this is the secret. Live well every present moment. Whatever God gives you, your neighbor, enjoy it. With pain, suffering, this is something new. We avoid patience, we avoid suffering. This is old. New is always yes to the will of God the Father.